This is Dalton from Bartlesville Radio.
Hey, Dalton. Oh. I think I've got service for a while. I'm driving back from Colorado, and so if I lose you, I'll try to connect. We'll do the best. I'm so far in good service.
All right. So, oh yeah, you're from Colorado, aren't you?
I am.
And so I'm guessing this is where your business started off at?
Yes. We have a family ranch up in Pine, Colorado, and we've raised bison since 1999.
My apologies.
And then about 10 years ago, we purchased a property closer to between Denver and Colorado Springs that we used for the development of a buffalo experience very similar to what we're doing in Pawhuska. And that opened in 2017, and after a couple of really good years, it was going great, and then 2020 came along, and COVID shut us down completely, and due to the non-essential nature of our business, we decided to find a place that if something like this were to happen again, we hopefully could stay in business, so we moved to Oklahoma during 2020, our whole operation.
And how's life in Oklahoma compared back in Colorado?
Oh, it's got its pros and cons. Don't ask me, you know, in July or August if I'd rather be in Oklahoma. you know, the nice time in Colorado is summers and Indian summer are better than anywhere in the country. But we don't miss the feet of snow that we got in Colorado also. So, you know, it's a trade-off.
And so, with the buffalo company that you have, what are some events you have coming up?
We have an event on November 4th and 5th. November 5th is National Bison Day, and we call that Buffalo Days. So we will be doing a bison dinner show on Friday night the 4th from 6 to 8:15 p.m., and that features Charles Goodnight, Theodore Roosevelt, and, of course, our bison. And include the smoked brisket buffet-style meal. Tickets are $59, and we are close to being sold out. Not yet. We still have some tickets left.
And is there a phone number or reservation anybody has to make in order to claim their tickets?
You can. As long as tickets are available, you could find tickets on our website at oldwestbuffalo.com.
All right.
And Saturday, we're doing a morning and afternoon event that also features Charles Goodnight and Theodore Roosevelt telling their role in saving the bison. Those run at 10:30 for 2 hours and 3 o'clock for 2 hours. So 10:30 and 3. Two-hour experience includes our buffalo safari, our film about the history of the bison from their perspective, our Hall of Fame, which people walk through and talk about the people who saved bison, and then our living history actors, I just mentioned their names, who will be a part of that experience. And tickets for that event are $29 per person for either morning or afternoon experience.
I'm not going to ask how many people are in the Hall of Fame, but how many people are in the Hall of Fame?
Seven.
Seven? Okay.
Yeah.
And
they are in there because they played a dominant and important role in saving the species. And we talk about each one of their unique stories. It's a diverse group of people. We have Pendere, Native American from Montana, a Hispanic half-blood mixed with Blackfeet Indian named Michael Pablo. They have a Scottish immigrant who married a Lakota Sioux woman. His name was Scotty Phillips. And then there's Charles Goodnight and his wife, Mary. William Hornaday, who is a scientist, who wrote about the bison and was a big proponent for starting the first two national zoos to save them in D.C. and New York City. And then Theodore Roosevelt, of course, plays a role in that. So I believe that's 7.
I think that was 7. My counting skills aren't the best, though, so who knows?
I'm not looking at a list, but I... So, you know, you couldn't have a more diverse group of people come together and work on both how they could restart bison in public herds in the West of America. And so they strategically planned how to take their small private herds and to bring animals from different herds to diversify the bottleneck that would be... create a lasting genetic defect or breeding issue for bison. And miraculously, through their efforts, bison have come through that narrow bottleneck of only having less than 300 wild bison in the country by the 1889 period, and some in small herds. Now there's, you know, over 700,000 bison.
And how many bison would you say that is on your property or at the Old West Buffalo Company?
We have just under 20, which represents the largest wild herd in America in one place in 1889 in Yellowstone. The Yellowstone herd got to down to about 20 animals.
Oh, wow.
At its low point, after there were tens of millions in the country.
I actually did not know that.
So we use that as a visual representation that if you were to go anywhere in America in the late 1880s, you would be very lucky to see this many bison, and that would have been the biggest herd left after the Great Slaughter. So it's quite a visualization of the reality of how grave their circumstances and how close they got to extinction.
So why did you choose the Pawhuska area to move to? Was it just a throw a random spot on the map, or did you have family that was around the area or the native history around the area?
None of the above so far. it is a western town that has connections to the history of the bison. Oklahoma, of course, was the home of the first national bison preserve, you know, park in Lawton, Oklahoma in 1906.
Hmm.
So I think to do this in Oklahoma highlights the fact that Oklahoma played a huge and beginning role in the reintroduction to bison, you know, after, you know, in the early 1900s. Uniquely, you know, there's the Tallgrass Prairie, only about 18 miles from us.
Right.
If people want to see a large herd of bison, then they can go there. If they want to get up close to bison and hand feed them and be able to touch them, they come to us because it's safe. You don't have to be worried about being, you know, carted off in an ambulance to the hospital and have a YouTube story to share with your friends. Like happens in Yellowstone. You've seen some of those videos, I'm sure.
Oh, yeah. No, that gets pretty nasty.
Yeah. Anyway, getting, you know, our experience, we're open various days. We also do these dinner shows, but the dinner shows are done this year. This will be our last one in November. And then this fall, we are open Wednesdays, Fridays, and Saturdays with scheduled 2-hour, you know, like a 1 hour and 15-minute buffalo encounter, which on our website is an episode in Discover Oklahoma that goes details of video of everything you do in that encounter. You see our film, you get to talk to them. Yeah, I think this is, I'm kind of in a remote area of Colorado, so I don't know if it's going to get worse or better, but...
It seems to be getting a little bit worse as time goes on.
Okay. So, did you get to the fact that we have our buffalo encounters on Wednesdays, Fridays, and Saturdays in the fall?
Yes, sir.
Okay. So, and you can, all the information is on our website. Just tell people, don't just show up because we're not open, you know, all day or open to the public. You just have to, you know, go on and pick an experience that you want to come to, and you can get tickets so we have space for you. And a lot of our experiences are for, like, you know, under 22 people. So there's kind of small in.
All right. I like that little group, so everyone gets a personalized experience.
It's a basic, I mean, it's a very fun experience. We've had people from Corpus Christi, from Florida, just drive to Pawhuska to do our thing and then go home.
Ooh, all right.
So it's got to be something. I mean, we have a lot of people come up from, you know, from Dallas, Missouri, Arkansas, Kansas, so... You know, I wouldn't say it's an Oklahoma-only crowd. We get a lot of people from all over.
What is the wildest place you've gotten somebody from? I know you just...
Japan, Bermuda, Germany, Switzerland, somewhere else. I think someone from...
Oh, wow.
Japan. Yeah, I think I've counted 20-some countries so far.
Hmm. Okay. That is very impressive.
That's in the first... It's really been open just over a year.
Hmm. All right. That is... I had a feeling it'd be a lot. I just didn't think it'd be that many. That is really impressive.
Well, if you want to get their whole story, and we have this cool... You know, movie we produce that we only do in our theater, and we have a really cool bison. We have this big bull that, you know, lets you touch him. He's 20, you know, huge. He's only 6, but he's very big. And he's friendly. And so people, you know, just the bison come up and almost greet people and are eager to interact with them, which shocks people. You know, they're not expecting
it. Are you all good?
Yeah, I'm good. Got the promo
up.
Promo's up already.
Well... Sir, I will. Oh, are you there?
I'll let you go. Yeah, I'll let you go since I'm such bad service. But hopefully that gives you some details that you can work with.
Yes, sir. That definitely does. So.
Okay. Use any photos you want from our website. There's a lot of pictures we post both on our website and on Facebook. We're Old West Buffalo on Facebook. There's a lot of posted videos there too.
All right, will do. Thank you so much for taking the time and talking to us today.
All right. Thanks, Dalton.
Yes, sir. Thank you.